Hi, Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, tumor, T-O-O-M-E-R. As per the record supplied, Glenn Tumor filed a claim petition alleging he was injured at work on 6-5-23. Appeared on that occasion his right hand got caught in a conveyor chain. Appeared, however, that is not the subject event involving the lower extremities. Appeared, records show he was seen at Concentra on 4-12-23, having tripped over a step at work. Pretty twisted his ankle and had a laceration to the right side of his forehead above the eyebrow. Pretty was treated at a virtual emergency room. Pretty x-rays of the ankle were taken and he received 6 stitches in the forehead. Period. He did have a history of shoulder surgery, and his job was that of a driver in a warehouse. Period. He was evaluated by nurse practitioner Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y, and diagnosed with sprain of the left ankle and facial laceration. Pretty was advised to take Tylenol as necessary and was placed on activity modifications. Period. He followed up here on 4-21-23. Period, left ankle was still sore and swollen, but better. Period, his sutures were intact. Period. He continued to be followed closely here over the next several weeks. Period, as of 6-2-23, he was referred for orthopedic consultation. Period, reference was made of an MRI of the ankle done on 5-25-23. Period. This MRI was read as showing bone marrow edema involving the medial malleolus and posterior malleolus, could represent bone contusion, semicolon, torn anterior telofibular ligament with a grade 1 sprain of the deltoid and posterior telofibular ligament, semicolon, acute on chronic posterior tibial tendonitis with focal partial thickness tear at the level of the medial malleolus. Period. He then was seen on 7-3-23 at City MD. Period, this was for a right shoulder sprain. Period. Each paragraph on 6-12-23, he was seen by Dr. Daniel at Rothman Orthopedics. Period. He noted a history not only of left shoulder surgery, but right foot surgery with hardware in 2008, as well as right arm and elbow surgery in childhood. Period. He was examined and underwent x-rays and reviewed the MRI. Period. Dr. Daniel diagnosed left Achilles tendon contracture, comma, ruptured left posterior tibial tendon, comma, left ankle pain, comma, and pes planus of the left foot. Period. On 7-13-23, Dr. Daniel performed surgery. Period. This was left gastrocnemius recession, comma, left medial displacement, calcaneal osteotomy, comma, and left flexor digitorum longus deep tendon transfer. Period. The postoperative diagnoses were left posterior tibial tendon dysfunction, comma, left stage Roman numeral 2, B as in boy, adult acquired flat foot deformity, parentheses, pes planus, close parentheses, and left Achilles tendon contracture. Period. He followed up post operatively with Dr. Daniel, period. This continued through 1-3-24, period at that time. Mr. Tumor had rare ankle pain and was not medicating for discomfort. Brady had completed his course of physical therapy, period. Exam found ambulation with no intalgia or shortened stance, gait on the left. Period, incisions about the left hind foot and midfoot remained completely healed and non-tender. Period, there was mild edema about the left ankle and foot. Period, left lower extremity compartments were soft, comma, pliable, and compressible. Period, bilaterally, there was no evidence of ecchymosis, comma, hyperhidrosis, comma, temperature change or hair pattern change. Period, he was vascularly intact relative to his pulses. Period, gross sensation was intact, and motor function was intact. Period, provocative maneuvers were negative. Period, passive range of motion of the ankle and dorsiflexion and plantar flexion is normal. Period, the ankle exhibits no evidence of instability to anterior drawer testing in all positions. Period, passive range of motion of the subtalar, comma, talonavicular, comma, calcaneocuboid, and tarsal metatarsal articulations. Bilaterally is normal, comma, apparently painless, comma, and without crepitation. Period, the forefoot bilaterally reveals no evidence of obvious pathology. Period, the plantar aspect of the feet reveal no evidence of abnormal callus formation, comma, ulcerations, comma, or ecchymosis. Period, Dr. Daniel deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement and cleared him to return to full work activities effective immediately. Brady recommended continued use of the shoe insert custom orthotic. Period. Final diagnoses were healed. Status post the operative procedures as well as short Achilles tendon, comma, posterior tibial tendon dysfunction, comma, and pes planus of the left foot. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. Glenn Tumor was injured at work on 4-12-23. Pretty tripped over a step and injured his left ankle and sustained a laceration to his forehead. Pretty was seen at the emergency room where his laceration was closed with suturing. Period. He then followed up at Concentra with ongoing symptoms about the left ankle. Period. An MRI was done as noted above. Pretty also came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Daniel. Period. Surgery was then done as noted above. Pretty had physical therapy postoperatively. Pretty followed up with Dr. Daniel and was noted to have an excellent clinical exam at the time of discharge with only mild tenderness to palpation. Period, he did not have an antalgic gait or shortened stance. Period, he was not using any handheld assistive devices for ambulation. Period, new paragraph, I will rate this case for the diagnosis of tears of the involved tendons that have healed. Period. It is interesting to note that this claimant had previously undergone surgery on his right calf for an Achilles tendon lengthening procedure also. Period. The rating will be done using the 6th edition of the AMA guides to the evaluation of permanent impairment. Period. And I should have said at the beginning that this is a rush report. I will send you an email to that effect, but thank you. Actually, I do have a little more to say on this one. I'm going to have a record review list. Number one is employee claim petition. Number two is progress notes from Concentra from 4/12/23 through 6/2/23. Next, MRI report from Jefferson Health on 5/25/23. Period next, progress notes from Dr. Daniel at Rothman Orthopedics from 6/12/23 through 1/3/24. Period next is operative report from Jefferson Health on 7/13/23. And that will be the end.